Making a Home is the museum's first new permanent exhibit in 24 years and serves as the foundation for its interactive student programs and public education. Illinois State University professor Gina Hunter is a cultural anthropologist and was a major part of creating Making a Home. She says the exhibit is about the people who came to McLean County and made this area their home.
From the, you know, Mississippian peoples who were here long before any white settlers came, to the American Indians who were here when the settlers came, and then on up through the present time.
Well, that's a very broad swath
of
information. How are you breaking this down into themes?
When I came into the project, the People Gallery, as it was formerly called, was organized by culture group. And it told basically the same story, but there were just a lot of artifacts kind of grouped together by the different ethnic or cultural groups of people who came to McLean County. And so when I was brought into the project, one of the things they wanted me to do was to look at the gallery and give a kind of a fresh perspective, make sure that it was up to date. And so I think my main contribution was a conceptual one, and that had to do with the reorganization of the gallery into the chronological presentation that it is now. Yes, it's a big swath of time, but we tell it through very particular stories.
How did you go about choosing the stories?
Well, a lot of that depended on the collections and the archival material that exists there. So Susan Hartzold is the curator at the museum and knows the collection very well. And so she could look for objects and, in particular, stories that we have a rich record for.
What is it you're trying to achieve, Gina, with this exhibit? What do you hope that the folks of McLean County get from this?
Well, I think it'll be really interesting just to see the, you know, it gives you kind of an overview. This is the first exhibit of all the new permanent exhibits, which are, you know, the collection is called Challenges, Choices, and Change. And so this is as kind of the first exhibit and the introductory one. It gives that brief overview of McLean County history and shows, you know, where all the different people who have made this place a home, where they come from.
So are we talking about Germans, Irish, French?
Yeah.
Now, and here in the 20th century, probably a number of Hispanic and Asian folks coming through.
Yeah, exactly. So the People Gallery was organized by a culture group, and you know, I'm a cultural anthropologist, and so the idea of culture, cultural groups, race and ethnicity, those concepts and discourses are my stock and trade. And so I wasn't really in favor of the organization of the gallery by culture group. And the reason for that is that I think it's a fine shorthand, and we can definitely talk about the cultural groups that have made up our area, and we do that as a shorthand for every day. But the problem is that it very easily slides into stereotypes, especially when we begin to talk about characteristics or traits of certain groups. And so I favored a perspective that kind of looks much more for specific stories of particular people and families, and that looks for kind of that chronological history to give people a sense of time periods and what McLean County looked like, who was here, what areas were settled at different time periods. And so that is, I think, what we're mostly hoping to achieve, is to give that broad historical perspective and as a setup for the galleries that will come online in the coming years.
Do you have a favorite story that is featured in the exhibit?
Oh, there's so many. For example, there's a story of the Wells brothers who came here. They had been born into slavery, and then they came here with their former owner, and began to make a living here, and helped to start the first African-American church in our community. So that's a great story.
As a cultural anthropologist, did you see anything that was brought out of the archives that really intrigued you?
The archives at the McLean County Museum of History are so rich. There is far more. I mean, I wish we had space to show more of that collection. But the problem is that when you put lots of those artifacts on display, sometimes it can get cluttered and you can fail to notice what's special about the particular ones. So we have a lot of dresses on display, just to kind of show clothing. There's the tinsmith tinsmithing work of Helmut Mau, who was a German immigrant who, you know, so there's a particular tin coffee maker that he made for his wife. It's really lovely.
That's wonderful because you just don't run into tinsmiths anymore.
That's right, yeah.
What a rare artifact. That must be very satisfying to see that and to know it's living on.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
And we have, I mean, there's a huge collection of projectile points.
I'm sorry?
There's a huge collection of projectile points, which are arrowheads. We think of as arrowheads.
Oh, arrowheads.
Yeah, from Native Americans.
I'd never heard them referred to that way
before.
Yeah,
that's a more general term. But they're drawers full of these projectile points that visitors can look at to see the varieties and the different kinds.
From the tribes that were originally in central Illinois.
Yeah, there's Mississippian ones, and then there's later woodland Indian period projectile points. So that's really interesting.
In the exhibition, do you guys go into how the immigrants who have come to McLean County over the many, many decades, how they managed to maintain their old world traditions while adapting to the new world? Is that something you guys looked into?
Yeah, one of the things that I think is highlighted in the gallery are the objects or things that people brought with them, whether it's a cooking implement or a religious artifact or a keepsake item. We have, you know, Bibles and other things that people brought with them on their journeys. So I think that's part of the evidence of what people were trying to preserve.
Did you guys actively go after contributions from the community members of today?
The museum has an ongoing collection process. And so we didn't go after anything in particular for this gallery.
There was already lots of stuff.
There's already a large collection, and then they have a process for vetting new objects and going out and looking for those, and that's kind of a general. I don't think that we went out and looked for anything in particular for this exhibit. The new exhibit is really beautiful. I think that people will be impressed when they go in. It looks very different than the former exhibit.
So you mean it's aesthetically beautiful?
Aesthetically, it's beautiful. It's a different organization of the exhibit. The space looks very different, but there's more than meets the eye. They've really worked hard to add a lot of interactives, and so there's a place where you can, you know, there are tablets where there's interactive material and you can dig deeper and find out more. So the space of the exhibit itself will serve a lot of purposes that are important for museum visitors. Thousands of school children go through that gallery every year, and the new exhibit provides some space for guided tours and groups so that, a professor can stand at one of the tablets and have a large projection of the images and talk to the students. There's a WikiUp, a Native American winter home, a WikiUp, a kind of a mock version of that children can actually sit in. So there's lots of interactives. The education department was very active in coming up with, you know, helping us to design activities and, you know, ideas for what we might put on display that would be interesting to children.
Is this all hands-on, or is there maybe some digital stuff as well?
Oh, there's digital and kind of more traditional, you know, there's animal pelts for the children can, you know, feel. So, I mean, it's a very different kinds of interactives. There's flip books and some music, you know, so some buttons you can push.
Oh, I love pushing
for
buttons.
For sound, yeah, right. And so there's a lot of material besides just the walk through. You know, if you do, you can go and do a quick walk through. And for people who come to the gallery on Monday for the grand opening, I'll definitely encourage them to come back when it's quieter and they have a little bit more time and can dig deeper into the exhibit.
That's Illinois State University cultural anthropology professor Gina Hunter. The Making a Home exhibit is set to be unveiled Monday the 18th at the McLean County Museum of History in Bloomington. I'm Laura Kennedy.